to the PM Mastery Podcast. This podcast is all about helping you master your project management skills by sharing tips, tricks, tools, and training to get you to the next level while sharing the stories of other project managers on their journey in project management. And now, here's your host, Walt Sparling.
All right, welcome everybody to the current edition of PM Mastery. And today we have with us Sky Dodd. Welcome, Sky.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. So we're going to start out and we're going to have you tell us a little bit about who you are personally.
Oh, my goodness. So my name is Sky. I live in Florida. I've been in the Orlando area for about 10 years. Moved down here from New York, and just living the Florida dream down here, the Sunshine State.
Good deal. And you're near the East Coast, so you're near the good beaches with the waves.
Yeah, and all the sharks.
Yes, those two. So what do you currently do for a living?
So I am working at a company called General Assembly. It is a tech education boot camp. And my role right now is senior project specialist. So it kind of consists of a little bit of sales. And additionally, I pick up projects probably about 50-50. So, you know, half sales and half projects, project management.
Okay. You indicated in your notes you're constantly assessing business needs, and you had, you're going to talk about this in a little bit, I think, but you had done something with one of their training boot camps.
Yeah. So a lot of what I've done just before this role is implemented projects that when I start at a company, they don't even necessarily realize that they need. So I'm like very process driven. So always just kind of looking at what we're doing and how we can make it better, right? How do we do what we do more efficiently? How do we drive business revenue? So just constantly evaluating business needs and really suggesting to management projects where we can fill in any gaps and just become more successful as a company and as individuals.
So why do you do what you do now?
Yeah. That's a good question. So I love projects. Transparently, I'm not really a salesperson, but I was a social worker for 7 years and really wanted to be in an environment where I was able to drive change. I found an opportunity for that at this ed tech company. The primary goal of the company or the mission is really to help people who don't think that they can pivot into the tech industry. We train them and we help them land jobs and really completely change their lives. So my whole motive in life is my whole brand is really to inspire and motivate people. I also really love helping emergent leaders evolve. So in social work, you really don't have a huge work-life balance. You've probably heard this, but the salary is not really that great. And so I was really hoping to take my skill set that I really fostered in that atmosphere and bring it over to ed tech to change people's lives in a different way.
Good deal. It's interesting how our past jobs or roles can help us create our future. Sometimes we don't even know where we end up, where we're going to end up, but our past experiences kind of take us down a path.
Yeah.
In this, so you came from social working, you're now into this. You sound like you've got some pretty interesting roles that you do as far as assisting people and helping them grow and helping the company. How do you keep up? How do you continue to learn in the various areas that you're dealing with?
Yeah, that's a really good one. So as a social worker, let me just clarify. So I predominantly worked in the child welfare industry. And so essentially, you know, you have your kids taken away and I kind of come in as your social worker to help mitigate the risk and really reunify you with your kiddos or help your child achieve permanency in whatever way is safest for them. And so that being said, I have a really great like people-centric focus, really good at risk assessment, but I really wanted to upskill in more of those technical areas. A lot of the medical and mental health industry is pretty far behind technologically. So I was able to come over to this ed tech company, and I can actually take all of our classes for free. So it's helped me grow in all of my technical skills, right? So using actual analytical software to provide metrics that are going to really drive that business change that I love to assess. I was able to take a UX design bootcamp and really enhance my skills with regard to creating beautiful digital products. With my experience, I already was really great at that research piece, but now kind of merging that into more of a technical sort of skill set. So kind of a cool combination of all of my skills, really. Kind of multifaceted, but yeah, just continuing to learn and grow in my technical skills and really utilize all of the programs that we teach at General Assembly.
Do you use some of the other platforms like LinkedIn Learning or Udemy or any of those other ones out there as well?
I do. Yeah. So someone that I've connected with that you actually had on a previous podcast sent me this free trial for LinkedIn Learning. So I've actually been utilizing that. It's a 2-month trial. So gosh, this weekend alone, I took a SaaS training. I took another one that was technical product management, avoiding scope creep. So really just continuing to enhance my project management skills, utilizing that. That's a stellar platform. Udemy is really great as well. I've done several on there, but I'm actually really vibing with LinkedIn Learning right now.
Cool. Yeah, I love both of them, but LinkedIn Learning, our company actually has, as part of your employment, you get the free subscription to the LinkedIn Learning. So
that's good.
Very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you indicated in here also that you were on the hunt for a PM role. And you took your PMP.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, you want to hear all about the study process? I studied for about 2 months. Getting my PMP, I actually just got it a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. So that's new. And I just came up with the idea maybe probably 3 months ago. I studied rigorously, legitimately 200 hours of study in 2 months. And I actually was going to take the test remotely, so in the virtual setting. And I got about 40 questions in, and I was actually kicked out of the setting for holding a pen. So completely my fault for not reading all of the requirements. And then I had to reschedule it and all of that. So that was quite a learning process, you know, adding all of that to the lessons learned. I had to retake it, and I took it in an in-person session. The second time and was able to pass. But yeah, it was definitely intense. Going through the studying, you think you know everything, and then you start taking these mock exams, and that messes with you. You start to, you know, really be dealt with, are faced with imposter syndrome and all sorts of emotions, exhaustion from all the studying, overstudying.
Yeah,
it's a crazy process.
Yes, of all the people, myself included, that I know that have gone through it, and I went through it twice, I wouldn't want to do it again. Yes. So I focus on keeping my PDUs up.
That's what I've been using all the LinkedIn Learning for. And like I said, I just took it a few weeks ago, but I'm like, let me get all these PDUs out of the way right now.
Well, you'll get at least a half a PDU for this one, and then if you listen to it, you'll get another half. So.
Holy cow. What a deal.
All right. And then you are looking for a PM role.
Yeah.
So let's see what else we got here. Challenges. Now you've transitioned to various positions. You've done your PMP. What is maybe current challenge you deal with or one recently that you've had?
Yeah. So, my current role, again, is part sales and part project management. And the company just released a new marketing strategy that is really amazing. Very mission driven, centered towards helping people transition careers who are, you know, perhaps lower income, However, that kind of poses a challenge for people in the admissions process. Our boot camps are pretty pricey. They're market value for sure. But it's hard when you have a demographic that, you know, makes perhaps 30K and under for them to get approved for loans for 16,000. So one thing I have been working on in the last few months is a financing initiative. I call it Operation Financing. So I'm managing a project all around getting more resources to really support the students that this marketing campaign is drawing in. Overall, I think it's been really successful. We have a new financing option coming out in the next couple of weeks. So definitely connect with General Assembly or myself on LinkedIn to hear about that. But yeah, I'm really excited about the opportunity. It's going to increase revenue, obviously, increase conversion rates. But ultimately, the mission is to really help these folks get new jobs. And I'm just really excited to see the opportunities that are going to be available to the diverse population that we serve once we launch this new option.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm sure some people that were thinking about it now might think a little bit more because they have additional options to be able to do the financing.
Yeah, definitely. Give me a call. Let me know. I'll connect with you and kind of see what we can work out for sure.
So what are some of your favorite tools, previous, now?
Yeah, that's a good question. So when I started my PMP training, I picked up a project to do alongside the training, the project I was just mentioning. That way I could really apply those skills in a practical way as I was learning them, you know, really best practices. Prior to General Assembly, I hadn't come from a company that had a PMO or really understood the importance of project management. And so it was always me that was really researching what tools were in the market, the most popular tools in the market at the time. So recently in the last year, I've been utilizing ClickUp for all of my projects that I've been managing. It's pretty user-friendly. It's got a lot of different features. I'm also doing some trainings, LinkedIn learning trainings on Asana, Lucid, and Visio. So yeah, my favorite though that I've dabbled in so far is ClickUp.
I've heard of all of those except you mentioned, what was it, Lucid?
Mm-hmm.
And what is Lucid?
Similar to Visio, so like a flow chart.
Okay.
Sort of. Mm-hmm, yeah. Are there specific softwares that you would recommend?
Well, I can tell you from my own experience and then from what's very popular with the different interviewees is OneNote.
Mm.
So you mentioned that in your notes that you were a Mac girl.
I am. I love myself a MacBook.
So they do have Office for Mac. Do you use the Apple Office software? I can't even think what that's called right now. Word processing and.
Yeah, not really for my current roles. I have in the past, but yeah, I'm just using Google Sheets and Google Docs right now. That's all I really need for my current role, other than the projects that I'm managing, which are on a smaller scale. So, you know, ClickUp is kind of sufficient for those.
Okay. So I can see why OneNote may not be something out there. OneNote is a Microsoft product. It's available within Windows for free. There's a version in there. And then it's also part of their Office 365 suite. They do have a little bit of subtle differences, but if you don't have either Office or Windows, yeah, I'm not sure there is a web version. So you could actually sign up for the web version of OneNote, but it's a very common tool.
Yeah, that's great. I prefer to, you know, upskill, be software agnostic. As you mentioned, I'm looking for work. So really anything I can kind of dabble in the meantime, I think is going to be beneficial for myself and whatever company I end up in.
And most corporations I found use Microsoft Office. Mm-hmm. I did run into one recently. I mean, there are firms that use the Google Suite. Mm-hmm. Typically, they've tended to be smaller, but I ran into one recently that a very large firm with multiple offices, and they use the Google Suite.
Interesting.
So a lot of options out there. Asana is a common one. Mm-hmm. Quite a few people use that. ClickUp, I have heard of before. I don't believe I've dabbled with it, but I'll definitely make sure that gets in the show notes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's if you've ever used Smartsheets, it's similar with extra features.
Oh, so you would say a little better than Smartsheets?
I think so. Yeah. Now I will say it depends on who is on your team because it's not as user friendly. I think Smartsheets is a little more intuitive.
Okay. Where are you starting to use a lot of Smartsheets at work for intake and because of the automations? And I'm thinking about starting to use that at home and for my side projects. Well, side projects being the podcast and stuff, just to kind of track. And I love the anything that can be automated.
Yeah, so, yeah. ClickUp's got a lot of automation features. So there's a free trial if you wanted to give that a whirl. I'm an advocate.
Okay, good deal. I'll take a look at it. All right. So let's see if there's anything else we missed. Now you're very active on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And from what I can tell, you're very generous with trying to help folks out. And you're what did you call it earlier? You're supportive. I'm trying to think of the term. Well, now I feel silly.
No, I just don't remember.
All right. So you spent a decent amount of time on LinkedIn, and now you're doing some LinkedIn learning. So that is good. That is cool.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm really just trying to utilize LinkedIn to help people ultimately. You know, branding, content creation, that's all great. But I think my biggest driving factor is really making meaningful connections so that we can all help one another. I'm not necessarily someone that wants 15,000 followers, right? I just want people that we're going to be able to really trust each other and bring each other meaningful, useful content consistently. So yeah, I think just supporting each other, I think is you know, what I'm trying to really brand myself on LinkedIn nowadays.
Okay. Yeah. And we met in a common group, which I think was the project management group. You've been chatting with a few of the people that I'm connected with. That's how I got your name and started following you.
Yeah, you know, I think we were talking about people transitioning careers. I remember having the conversation about just people just really using the word transitioning so loosely that it kind of undermines their skill set. Right. I didn't have a project manager role for a while. The title wasn't there, but I've been managing projects for a decade. And so transitioning teachers, really just trying to maybe go for the CAPM instead of the PMP and that sort of thing. So I've just been trying to comment and really make sure that people are assessing their skills and know how much they actually can do and really selling themselves in the best way possible to position themselves for that change.
Yeah, I think Melissa Chapman, who I'd interviewed a couple episodes back, she just came out with her ebook, and she did a great job of helping with how you can approach it, the struggles that you might encounter trying to register for the exam, and then the studying, of course. That's as you said that there's a lot to that, and you really got to be dedicated to it. And the test has changed. I think I took it the first time with 5. I didn't pass that one. I missed it by a little bit. So it was towards the tail end of 5. So I had to take it on 6. I've seen some of the material for the newer test, and it's evolving. It's not the same. So,
yeah. And I'll say some of the questions, I submitted it with about 20 seconds left in the whole, you know, so I used nearly every second, and I thought to myself probably 5 or 6 times throughout the duration, I'm not going to pass this thing. Because some of the questions are a full paragraph, so it takes you quite a while to read it. And then, you know, you have 4 answers. 2 of them are very clearly the wrong answer, and the other 2, the verbiage is very similar. So it really trips you up. It's an emotional roller coaster for sure. But I think that's why you really have to choose a strategy that works for you and choose resources that really simplify the material. And then I think it'll all come together. So yeah, happy to help anyone that wants to DM me on LinkedIn, and we can talk about a strategy, you know, coming up with a strategy and resources that are going to be beneficial. But Melissa's book is great, to your point.
Awesome. I'm sure that'll be much appreciated. So what do you have for us for a Did You Know?
Yeah, this is a good one. So again, I'm from New York. Snapple facts are a really big thing up there. Well, Snapple's a big thing, and you just, you know, look under the cap for that fact. So in my recent Snapple fact exploration, the number of times a cricket chirps in 15 seconds plus 37 will give you the current air temperature in degrees Fahrenheit.
So very interesting, very unique. Now I just got to get around a cricket.
I know. Yeah. Do we have crickets down here? Because you're in Florida too, do we?
Yeah, there are. But I mean, you've got to be away from the city. You know, go camping, you might find some.
Maybe that'll have to be an adventure in a couple of weeks. We'll figure that out.
Are you going to go camping for your vacation?
My upcoming vacation? No, we are going on a cruise. I am so excited. Mm. Yeah, we're flying up to New York, and then my friends are meeting us in the city, my husband and I, and we're taking a cruise to the to Bermuda because two of them are getting married. So,
no, good deal.
Yeah, exciting.
Well, enjoy that trip, and thank you so much for coming on. Do you have any other things you want to add or ask?
Well, I appreciate your time so much. Definitely going to go ahead and share this. I've watched some of your other or listened to some of your other episodes, and they're great. So definitely want to advocate for people to listen in to other episodes that you host as well. But yeah, just, I really appreciate your time.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I will get this out and get some show notes in there, with a link to your profile, so people can connect with you if they haven't already. And we'll see the rest of you on the next episode of PM Mastery.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the PM Mastery podcast at www.pm-mastery.com. Be sure to subscribe in your podcast player. Until next time, keep working on your craft.